I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Today, I'm featuring recordings by one of Britain's top artists on theatre pipes, Simon Gledhill. One of Al Jolson's great numbers from a 1924 show called Bombo, California, Here I Come, with Simon Gledhill playing the Wurlitzer that in 1990 graced the Castro Theatre in San Francisco, taken from the one and only Castro CD ever issued. From the age of six, Simon studied the piano accordion and went on to become the British Advanced Accordion Duet Champion with his musical partner. At 10, he was given a small electronic organ by his parents, which he taught himself to play before taking organ and piano lessons. But on hearing Ernest Broadbent on a visit to the Tower Ballroom, his interest in theatre pipes was awakened. This is a track from a cassette issued by the Cinema Organ Society when he was just 16. It's Harold Adamson and Ferdy Grofe's Daybreak. Thank you. a very youthful Simon Gledhill and the Compton, owned by the Cinema Organ Society, which in 1983 was installed in the Marston Green Hospital Solihull. 2 years later, and Simon was recording again, this time on the Christie in the Granada Theatre, Walthamstow, London, and again released on a COS cassette. My thanks to John Leeming for supplying a digital copy of the master tape. This is British bandleader Eddie Carroll's 1937 composition, Harlem. Simon Gledhill was quickly recognised by his peers around the world as having an outstanding natural talent on this difficult instrument. His fine arrangements quickly demonstrated his understanding of theatre pipes, and he was, and indeed still is, much in demand for concert performances. Simon's first trip to the USA was in 1986, and he has been a regular guest artist there many times since. On one of his 1997 trips, he recorded the San Filippo Wurlitzer in Barrington Hills, Illinois. Taken from a long selection of music from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, this is the haunting ballad, If I Loved You. Thank you. That has to be one of my favourite novelties, Twinkle Toes, recorded in 1986 by Simon Gledhill on the Compton Christie Hybrid in the town hall of Ossett, Yorkshire, when he was just 19 years old. Incidentally, that novelty is extremely hard to find. I know of only two recordings, this and one by a British light orchestra under the direction of Winfred Reynolds, as part of a Music While You Work compilation. 10 years later, in 1996, Simon was back in the USA recording a CD on the Dickinson High School Delaware Kimball. It featured 13 tracks of some more rarely heard music, most of which, unfortunately, would be of too long duration for these shows. But this track of Noel Coward's If Love Were All from his 1929 show Bittersweet fits in perfectly with today's playlist. In July 2001, Simon was invited to play once again at the American Theatre Organ Society's convention, which that year was based in Indianapolis. He took the opportunity to record the Barton in the Warren Performing Arts Center in Indianapolis for a CD entitled Up, Up and Away. One of the items featured was composed by a theatre organist from the heyday of the cinema, Frederick Curzon, who was also an orchestral arranger and conductor who supplied music to Tommy Handley's Itmar, among others. From 1939, evoking scenes of a man about town, this is the Boulevardier. Lest you think that Simon Gledhill has only travelled to the USA, I'm playing out today's show with a track that he recorded for a compilation CD featuring a rare Velti cinema organ in the Film Museum in Potsdam, Germany. The Velti company, which was better known for its mechanical orchestrions and pianos capable of reproducing expression as well as the notes, manufactured cinema instruments from 1919 until the advent of talkies curtailed its sales. This particular track of Andy Rassav, Harry Brooks and Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin' was taped in 1997. Thank you. Although Simon has had a full-time career in banking and financial services, he somehow managed a pretty full concert schedule, although he has cut that back in the last 2 years or so to concentrate on other aspects of his life. He is currently also chairman of the Cinema Organ Society and has been heavily involved with the restoration and reinstallation of the ex-Trocadero Elephant and Castle Wurlitzer into the Troxy Theatre in Stepney, London. Before I leave you today, let me remind you of my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find links to concert schedules around the theatre pipe world, along with links to many other local organisations in the UK, US and Australia. And of course, you'll also be able to listen to old broadcasts of Hot Pipes at your leisure. Until the same time next week, this is Steve Ashley signing off. Bye for now.